It sounds a little like a rock concert, but it's actually an event taking place at a high school in rural Allen County. Students are encouraged to take out their smartphones and tablets and answer questions about mental health.
We are so grateful for your honest answers during today's event.
The students are asked questions about whether they have a strong support system, what they would do if they were struggling, and about their anxiety and depression levels.
Do you know someone who struggles with suicidal thinking? A, yes.
As the responses pour in from the teenagers, the video gives an educational message.
If you're aware that someone has struggled with thoughts of taking their life, the most important thing you can do is ask them if they're thinking about suicide.
The students' responses to this question are pretty shocking. 84% of the students at this school say they know someone who struggles with suicidal thinking. This is exactly who the school safety manager, Jeff Studebaker, is trying to reach.
If you hear someone, if you hear a friend talking about suicide, get them help. Take them to a counselor. Take them to one of your teachers. You know, that'll you hear something, say something.
In 2015, a student at the school died by suicide. School officials decided it wasn't enough to just train staff on what to do if a student has suicidal thoughts. They needed to train students, too.
People hear school safety and they think about an active shooter or protecting kids from a tornado or fire. And that is very important to me. But the whole child is important. It's not just the physical safety, it's the emotional well-being that's important as well.
Studebaker says he's seen an increase in students bringing friends to counselors and teachers. He helped organize the suicide prevention event. Along with bringing attention to the struggles many teens face, it provides a resource for them to talk to someone. At the end of the event, they're given a hotline number to text. Studebaker says after the events at schools throughout East Allen County, about 270 students repeatedly text the hotline. On average, Studebaker says the conversations lasted around 18 minutes.
That tells me that they're interested, and we touched a nerve, and kids are looking for help.
School officials are hesitant to put too much stock in the self-reported responses during the event, but the answers do reflect a trend of teen mental health in Indiana, and it's not good. According to 2016 research from the Indiana Youth Institute, 1 in 5 Indiana high school students have considered attempting suicide. It's the third highest rate in the country. Holly Seabury is the CEO of McMillan Health in Fort Wayne, which works with schools like East Allen County to provide health education. She says teens living in rural areas are especially at risk of not getting the help they need for mental health problems.
We see across the board more poor health outcomes with our rural populations. They have less access to services. They see less health messaging. They have less resources.
Seabury says schools in rural areas have fewer specialized staff to help students. But she says the East Allen County School District is an example of effective suicide prevention policies. Seabury says it's unclear why so many teens in Indiana are thinking about suicide, but it could be because they don't feel like there are many opportunities for the future.
They have a feeling that there is struggle ahead of them, that there is a low-wage job without much future and much hope. And when you take away someone's hope for the future, you really put them at risk for suicide.
Colleen Carpenter used to work for a statewide suicide prevention agency until it lost its state and federal funding. Now she's a suicide prevention consultant for organizations and schools like those in East Allen County. She says sometimes the best way to help a person who might be depressed is to ask them directly whether they're thinking about suicide. But sometimes the stigma of suicide is a barrier to getting people the help they need.
If I asked you if you had diabetes, am I going to cause diabetes? If I asked you if you were depressed, am I going to cause depression? But for some reason, you know, we say no to both of those questions, but for some reason, we think by asking about suicide, somehow we're going to cause it, and we're not.
Stigma isn't the only barrier. Funding is also a big issue throughout Indiana. Carpenter says there are efforts in the state to make it a higher priority, but she sees Indiana lagging behind other states.
We have an entire infrastructure across the state, an entire agency dedicated to preventing child abuse. Why don't we have an agency entirely dedicated to suicide prevention if we lose the same number of people to suicide as we do child abuse each year?
Despite the challenges of funding suicide prevention programs, school officials in districts like East Allen County continue to provide training and counseling for students and staff. They hope that by providing education on suicide, they can stop the stigma and give teens the help they need, just like they would with any other physical illness. For WBOY News, I'm Lisa Ryan.